Welcome back to the Women of Marvel podcast, where the women of Marvel assemble to talk all things Marvel and more. I'm Adri Cowan. I'm the social media manager.
I'm Emily Shaw, assistant editor.
I'm Sana Manath, director of content development.
We still don't know.
It's too long of a title.
And I'm Judy Stevens, producer. So it's June. Yay! So we wanted to all get in a room and sort of recap what's been going on here at Marvel for us. Plus, we've got some pretty exciting stuff in comics that Sana and Emily are going to talk about. And then at the end of this, we have an interview with Jenna Bush. I love putting them on the spot.
She just threw me and Emily under the bus. She's like, oh, you guys are going to handle this.
I know. I just had fear strike in the heart.
I mean, not all of them, but anyway. Yes, my title, it requires that I should know this stuff, so I will.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, Adri, you did an amazing panel this weekend.
It was pretty amazing. Actually, you know who's amazing is Margaret Stoll, who was on the panel with me, and she is the author of Black Widow Forever Red. It's a YA novel. And she, if you don't recognize her name, she is the co-author of the blockbuster Beautiful Creatures. And she is just a riot. I spent the whole day with her, and we probably could have incorporated some of the things we were talking about during the day into the panel, like cats and her daughters. And it was really a cool way to get to know her. And she does a lot for women and the young adult book industry.
Mm-hmm. And this was at, just to clarify, this was at Book BA, Book
this was
Expo
at BookCon.
It's at BookCon, okay.
Yes.
Which is for fans.
This was at BookCon in New York, and it was right after Book Expo America.
So I've actually been working with Margaret and Disney. This is actually being published through Disney and in collaboration with Marvel, of course. And I've been working with Margaret on the story with Emily Meehan, who is the editorial director, I guess technically another woman of Marvel, on the novel. And what's great about working with Margaret is that she's a lot of energy, a lot of passion, and she understands the character really well. And she writes dialogue like so fantastically. I feel like I could just read a conversation between her and another character for like an entire book. So there's a lot in there. I'm very excited about it. And then Judy and I did an interview with her, which will be upcoming. Actually, do we know when we're going to be
go in August.
August, okay.
As the book is out in October.
Mm-hmm.
So in prep as we sort of gear up for that. And we also talked to Margaret about a 20-hour podcast. So we'll see if that happens.
Oh, yes, a 20-hour podcast.
We kind of just a thing?
But we thought it would be very cool to sort of do a podcast about the writer's craft. And get some writers together and, you know, talk about what makes story, what's so captivating about story for them, what their process is. I feel like that's something just helpful for even me, just to kind of go back and learn about the trade, or relearn about the trade, and helpful for also our readers. So hopefully we'll be able to put that together at some point soon, but we realized it might end up being 20 hours because there's a lot. There's a lot there.
So look for that. I mean, we've got so much upcoming in the next few months. Obviously, June is full of comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Like many months are.
Secret Wars has happened. We hope that you guys have all caught up to Secret Wars. I believe number 3 is out.
And we got a lot of good feedback on the, I was not on this podcast, but on the Secret Wars podcast that you did. And a few people were saying that it was really, really helpful for them.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So,
we didn't mess them up. Because we were making a fake science.
What are you talking
about? And probably
about?
Giving
science
incorrect
what
information.
It was super.
If anyone still has any questions, feel free to tweet at us at Marvel.
Yes.
And we'll try to help as much as possible.
Yeah. And Secret Wars 3 is currently out right now. I think it just came out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
If I did my math correctly. It's fantastic. If you guys are not reading the current series, highly recommend it. It is the definition of epic storytelling. Very big, very important. You know what the stakes are. You kind of love and hate everyone. I mean, there's a lot of different mixed emotions that I have specifically for the lead dudes like Doom and Doctor Strange. And there's a lot there, but it feels like a really big story. I have to say this is probably one of my favorite series that Hickman has written. Wow. So, yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? I really love it.
And the art by Assad is amazing.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Yes. I love the way Assad draws. It's like it's very romantic and so beautiful. And then he draws one shocked expression, which is the same, which I love. And it actually reminds me of what Assad looks like when he's shocked. He 100% does. Yeah. He looks when if you guys have never met Assad Ribic, you need to. He is a big bear and the most adorable, loud person you'll ever meet.
I was going to say, I feel like I have a memory of Assad drawing, like, a drinking bear in one of the comic books I was working on with him, which is, like, literally his avatar.
Yeah, it's his avatar, 100%.
Just, like, drinking out of, like, a tankard of beer. Just perfect.
Sounds awesome.
Sounds like my Saturday night. So.
Well, so we've got some new titles coming out this month, plus a bunch of new Secret War arcs happening. The ladies have pulled up their lists.
Yeah, we have our cheat sheets in front of us on our smartphones.
Shh, we had already. Why would we give away the secret information of how we know everything?
I mean, we memorize every month. And in case you guys don't know how it works over in publishing, we actually do things a number of months ahead of time. So sometimes we'll be like, oh, when is that going to print again? Just because you have to work so far ahead with artists and whatever. Anyway, but we know this all. It's in our head. It's in the lockbox. We don't have cheat sheets.
That's an excuse. Things
change, too.
Totally.
We're giving excuses as to why we're delinquent at our jobs, basically. They're like, there's so much to do. It's true, though. Okay, so just to give you a quick Secret Wars primer, as we've talked about before, there are three different categories which all of our books kind of could fall into. There's Battle World, which is sort of the main sort of stories that connect to the larger Secret Wars storyline. Mm-hmm. And then there's War Zones, which is sort of the territory stories, if you will. So
more contained mini-series.
Yeah, which is like the Captain Marvel and the Carol Corps and things like that. And then, of course, there's the Last Days stories, which we actually are doing the least amount of. But Last Days are about literally the last days of the Marvel Universe and what happens to those characters. And those are, we'll go get to those in a moment. So if you go into a comic shop, you don't know where you're going, kind of try to figure out exactly what you're looking for, what kind of storytelling experience. I would obviously recommend everything.
Yes.
Right?
Buy everything. Read it all.
Totally unbiased.
Well, yeah. And I would say if you're more interested in sort of like the epic nature of the event, the way that we were talking about the Hickman series, you're reading Hickman series, you love it, you're more interested in what is this crazy world and what are all these territories about, that's Battle World is for you, because that's more concerned with the larger architecture of this planet that we've created. And then, you know, going on from there, if you want some more specificity, if you're like, I'm only interested in reading about Western stories, we have something for you. And that's more in the War Zone title.
Right. And those were getting away with a lot more like genre storytelling. Mm-hmm. So there's some noir books, some Western books, some sort of, what is it called? Like World War II era style books. Like
right.
We've kind of, it ranges the gamut, which is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And Last Days are like, if you're reading Ms. Marvel, if you're reading Punisher,
yes,
those are just continuations of the stories that we were telling prior to the Secret Wars event.
Yes. So an example of actually a really great Battle World series is Thor's Number One,
yes,
which is also on, which is on sale this month. It's by Jason Aaron, Christopher Sprouse, and the Thors, which I thought was one of the coolest things that came out of our creative retreats when we were thinking about what Secret Wars was going to be. The Thors are the cops of this new Marvel universe,
mm-hmm,
or Battle World, if you will. The Thor, they're called the Thor Corps.
They're called the Thor Corps. They,
which I think they stole.
Yeah. Do they need to stretch before they work out? Or Thor?
Womp, womp, womp. Yes, we need to get sound effects when Adrian's jokes fail.
Yeah.
we really need to start incorporating some sounds
in
here.
Worth to add.
I liked it though. I liked it.
But that was very helpful. I think people wanted to hear that.
Yeah, so the idea here, I mean, so it's kind of the perfect extrapolation of the epic nature of this event, right? We don't just have regular human cops. We have crazy god cops because, like, that's the level that we're working at now. And everybody's got a hammer. Everyone's a Thor. It's nuts. So that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, and this one, for this particular story, it just, there's, I guess, a series of murders that happen, and the Thors end up trying to uncover exactly who's behind it. So it's sort of like, I guess, a procedural to an extent. But we also have hammers, which is
a procedural plus hammers.
A procedural. That's the tagline. I mean, come on, SVU. What's SVU not to should like be. Hammers. Yeah, I'm pretty.
Those of us who watch This Old House, that's the demographic. That's
yeah,
what we're going
exactly.
For.
It's a police drama. I feel like this is SVU should be taking some notes from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Police drama plus
cosmic
hammers.
Police drama.
Yeah, I think I'm into it.
Okay, so other stuff that's launching this month. Age of Ultron versus Marvel Zombies. Do you like Ultrons? Do you like zombies? Do you like them both together in one book? This is the book for you. I actually helped co-edit this book, and by co-edit, I mean assist edit, but it's a ton of fun. It's completely crazy. It's just like robots versus zombies. I mean, it's just insanity.
I think that's in the title.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go too far into detail because you should read it, but isn't that enough? Isn't that all you need?
Yeah.
Yes,
it is. It's all you need. It's completely
all
you
need in the world.
Yeah.
So this is written by James Robinson, and Steve Pugh does the art. It's featuring a lot of characters from the other territories as well, so we got a lot of guest stars in there. It really helps kind of like tie the fabric of the universe together in an interesting way, because you're going to see the wall that separates this territory of zombies and robots, which are dangerous creatures, from the rest of the battle world territory. So it's basically like a very dangerous area to live, and then we're going to dive into the area and sort of see all the different craziness that goes down.
Are we allowed to talk about why all these things are happening? Like, do people know?
Why what has happened?
Why all these? Why?
What are the territories? Why do they exist?
Why are there...
Oh, well, this is Battleworld is sort of an amalgamation of all the different universes that have been saved.
Mm-hmm. The Marvel mixtape was our short-term way of talking about it last time. And before, I think with our original podcast, we weren't allowed to technically say that Doom was...
Oh, yeah, now we can talk about it because it's out.
But now the word is out. If you're not
Doom
reading
is
Secret
God.
Words... This is important information.
Yeah, you know, and they talk about how Doom is God, and you know the idea that he created the universe. And there's a really cool there's cool dialogue between cool. I hate using the term cool. It's horrible. Fascinating dialogue between Dr. Doom and Sue Storm in issue 3, which really sort of starts breaking down the concept of God and the idea that he kind of brought everything together and what that means for him. Mm-hmm. Really, like, I guess I never really... I mean, I've always been very conflicted about how I feel about Doom, but I think that really culminates who he is in those particular pages and in that scene.
Yeah, and I think he's meant to be a kind of divisive character, right?
Yes.
He saved the universe. This is why all these different territories exist, and this is why it's such an interesting patchwork quilt of different universes in the Marvel universe.
Right.
I said it twice, but you get what I'm saying.
Right. But he impels
his
will, yeah.
He empowered himself into this very, very...
Almost dictator type of
God
position.
Dictator position,
yeah.
So...
I almost hate that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so some other ones. Actually, we get this question actually every single convention I go to. When are the Runaways coming back? Are we doing a Runaway story? What's happening? Well, we are. We're doing a Runaway story. It is Runaways. It's by Noel. Runaways number one, which is on sale in June. It's by Noel Stevenson and Sanford Green.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sort of the best and the brightest teens come together to a very special school in Battle World. And then they discover that their headmaster is an evil dude. So they go on the run. Mm. So it's a different interpretation of the Runaway story, but very much to the essence, true to the essence of what Runaways is all about. Written by Noelle Stevenson, who, if you guys have not read any of her work, she's written Lumberjanes, which is quite fantastic. Lovely woman, very, very talented. And I'm super excited that she's doing this. And Sanford Greed, of course, is, I feel like, the perfect choice for this because he draws young and buoyant characters so well.
Yes. Other things that are on sale. I mean, I can say that I'm super excited for Runaways. Let's just go back for a second because I love the original series and I'm so excited we're bringing it back. So yeah. Just felt like I had to say that real quick.
Yeah. And also, just to give you guys a heads up, there's a lot on sale right now. So we're just kind of giving you a few spotlights on some of our recommendations / what we've got out there. We've got the full list up on Marvel.com. And then, of course, if you know, look at any of our comic sites like Newsarama, comicbook.com, Comic Resources, you'll find a lot of our June solicitations up so you can get the full list.
And we'll make sure to put the list along the news story with this.
Yeah.
So I think that you guys have sort of picked a few good books. Probably one last one I would say that you guys should talk about is Captain Marvel and Carol.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. So, Captain Marvel and the Carol Corps. So, what I love talking about this in particular, and I've mentioned this before, is this series, in my mind, is really like a testament to what this series is meant to be about, and also really like honoring our fans, people who, a lot of the Carol Corps members who've lifted the series to where it is today, where, you know, when Steve, Kelly, and I were working on it, you know, when it first started, we didn't know how long it was going to last. We thought it was going to last the first year. Maybe if we were lucky, it was going to get canceled, you know. Not if we were lucky, sorry. If we were lucky, it would last a year. And we thought it might get canceled. We had no idea what to expect. But we had this amazing, amazing fan following. So when the idea of having, you know, this series in the Secret Wars War Zones, we knew it had to be about the Carol Corps. And so this story is very much about Captain Marvel doing what she does best, which is being a fighter pilot on an airfield called Halifield. And she's leading a group of fighter pilot women, an all-women fighter pilot team. And they are very familiar characters. If you've been reading Captain Marvel, there's familiar faces, different iterations of them, of course. And they discover something that they're not supposed to know. And their entire sort of world turns upside down because it challenges everything that they thought to be true. So the entire story is really about the idea of faith and what it means, and what it means to start, you know, finding answers for yourself and sort of pushing beyond the limits of your own sort of personal boundaries. So it's a really, really wonderful story. And, of course, it's written by Kelly Sue DeConnick, co-written by Kelly Thompson, who is a new-to-Marvel writer. She's been around. She is currently writing Gem for IDW, which, if you're not reading it, it's fantastic. The two of them, and of course David Lopez is back, and stylistically it's different than what we've been doing on the series, but it has a very, I don't know, like a period vibe to it, and we've tweaked Carol's costume a little bit, or uniform a little bit, so it's a little bit more militaristic and appropriate to her position in the team. So I don't know, have you been reading it?
I haven't had a chance to pick it up, but the covers
are great.
Are stunning.
Yeah.
They're so, I don't know if romantic is the word, but like.
Nostalgic.
Nostalgic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I love history. Like, mm-hmm. If you ever meet me, you'll know that I just talk about New York City history all the time. But like, to me, history is very like romantic. Mm-hmm. So I look at those covers and I'm like, I want that on my wall. Like.
Yeah.
So, but I'm really loving the art. Number one is out this week, right?
This week, yeah. Well, actually, it probably came out already because this is Friday.
You should run down your comic book stores and pick it up.
Yeah, again. Yeah. So highly recommend that. And then I'm going to do a quick last days. we haven't done any last days particular storyline, I'll obviously do a quick call out to Ms. Marvel number 16, which is the kickoff issue to her last days storyline. And it's very, very special because we get the team up everyone has been looking for. So it's Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel. And I actually, we did a sneak peek of this, which I'm not going to be able to do until the issue is completely out and people have read everything. But if you guys are really nice, hopefully we'll post it the next couple of weeks. But I'm very, very excited because this is really a story that's a culmination of Ms. Marvel season one, right? Like this is, she's finally kind of proved herself as a hero, and now the biggest event that could possibly, I mean, that's really, it's testing all heroes, and now it's going to really challenge her and what she's made of. But fundamentally, the story is about her and those she loves. So it's a little bit of a quieter story, despite the chaos all around her. Very, very beautifully done. Adrian Alfona returns with this issue. So for those of you who are missing him, he's back and just as sensational as ever. So that's on sale this week.
Yay.
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys have a bunch of titles to pull on your pull list. Plus everything we're going to be, we'll post a couple more number ones or like storylines that are happening in June. Plus this weekend is special edition in New York City. It's a small comic book convention that's part of ReadPop that they do New York Comic Con. NC2E2, Marvel in New York City. Yeah, Marvel will be there. We're gonna have some pretty crazy announcements. There's an announcement that I am really, really looking forward to. So hopefully next week I can talk about that. So tune in for that. Sadly, we won't be having a Women of Marvel panel there, but we will be at San Diego. And as we get closer, we'll be able to tell you a little bit of the exciting things and maybe people will be having on the panel. Mm-hmm. Ant-Man is upcoming. The next time you guys, probably all four of us will be in a room, we'll be doing a similar thing that we did to Daredevil. We're going to talk about Ant-Man books. So ooh. Guys, so I don't throw you on the spot, this is your homework, ladies. And everyone at home, no. we're going to pull some great Ant-Man books to read so that you guys can start off and get ready for the
I think movie. We should put Ant-Man editor Will Moss and the firing squad. I know he's a man, that's but right. We're all equal. We're equal opportunity.
Be an honorary lady.
Honorary. Yeah. I think Will Moss would be into it. Yeah. Honorary lady.
So calling you out, Will Moss. You want to be an honorary lady.
So look forward to that. We've got some great interviews. We will be having the BookCon panel that Adrienne and Margaret did. That'll be next week. We've got some more interviews. Tons of stuff happening. So I'm excited that you guys are listening to us. If you
are listening to us,
you know what?
We're just gonna call each other.
You know, sometimes I come in here and I have to like repeat my intro 4, 5, 6 times and edit myself into a cookies and pizza bean.
I listen to myself.
if you guys are listening to this on iTunes, please rate. And review us. We would totally appreciate it. If you have any questions, please email us at womanof@marvel.com or tweet at Adri at the Marvel handle.
Okay. It's at Marvel.
Hashtag Woman of Marvel.
Hashtag Women of Marvel. Hashtag amazing.
Do you guys want to add anything?
Nope.
No. Hopefully you guys like our new voices on our fancy new microphones.
Yeah, we have microphones.
Oh, yeah. If you ever have any sound issues, please let us know. We want to hear from you if you can't hear us.
Correct.
Hopefully I was hoping you would have happen. You put another like brilliant ad in there. What was swore? Is he swore?
Oh my god.
We have to edit out.
I think we need to leave now. I think we're done.
I think this is fine. We will check you guys later. Make sure you stay tuned to our interview with Jenna Bush from ACBC. We'll see you guys next week. This is Marvel, your universe. Welcome to the Women of Marvel podcast, where we assemble to talk all things in Marvel and more. This is Judy Stevens. I am live on the ACBC floor, and I'm bringing to you an exciting guest. We have Jenna Bush with us.
Hello.
So, you're a geek girl.
You could say that, yeah. So I've been called this before.
You've done some stuff with us in the past. Yeah. We were just on Marvel Live, so I stole you. And when I saw that you were coming to this con, I really wanted to get you on this podcast because you do your own podcast, you have your entire sort of network of things, and you do Legion of Leia, which is amazing.
Yeah, Legion of Leia, it's a website that I started. I started it last May 4th, and it was in reaction to the initial Star Wars casting news where there was one new woman and seven new men, which has since changed, and there are all kinds of awesome ladies in Star Wars now, and I'm totally psyched. But I did start it as a community to celebrate women in geekdom, give them a community and a voice, and I'm really, really proud of it. It's been crazy.
I mean, obviously, like, this podcast is about celebrating women and men. I mean, we don't like...
Yeah, half my readers are men, which is insane.
Well, I mean, most of our generation grew up with Star Wars.
Yeah.
My parents had the 3 VHS box set.
Oh, my God.
And I would watch it on repeat.
Oh, yeah. I have lost track. Someone asked me how many times I've seen episode 4. I don't know, but it's hundreds. Hundreds. And it's good every single time.
Yeah. And it's amazing that, like, I remember going when they re-released them.
Yep.
In theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I was, like, in high school, and I went and saw them in the theater. And it was an experience. Like, it was...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was actually on a tour when they re-released them, and I stopped in every city that I could and went in and watched it again.
Oh my God,
I spent a lot of money. I've given Star Wars a lot of money over the years. All of my money.
I mean, I think that we all have done that in some way, some hands. I give Marvel so much of my money.
I also give Marvel a lot of money. And so, I'm fine with that.
So you have this amazing community. How can people interact? Is there like a forum? Is there a like Twitter or something like that?
Yeah, we've got everything. So we're at Legion of Leia on Twitter, and we've got a great community of people there. The Facebook page is really great, too. People have actually come up to me at cons and told me they met each other on the Legion of Leia page, which I'm making love connections.
Yay!
But even just, you know, friends, and it's really cool. So the Facebook page is a great place for community. We just started selling T-shirts, literally, like, just a couple days ago, and people have been talking about that and then telling me all these stories again of how they met on the page. And then legionofleia.com. And we have Instagram. We've got Pinterest. Pinterest, believe it or not. So if it's there, we have a page. We've got Google+, all of that. So, yeah, there's been a lot of interaction. Some of it positive. Some of it from trolls. But, you know, that's how that goes.
I know. That's the internet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, communities are amazing. You know, I always talk about, like, when I first started working at Marvel, the internet was a thing, but it wasn't, like, what it is now. And like, with Caracor and that community, I think that it's through the internet and through being able for, you know, all these different type of people who may have normally been afraid to talk now can come online and have a voice.
Yeah, I talked to somebody the other day, and this is somebody who now writes for me, but he said, you know, before his wife started reading Legion of Leia, like, she was into some of this stuff, but she didn't really talk about it very much. I've had that happen at a couple cons where people have come up and said, well, my girlfriend plays video games, so she doesn't want me to tell people. I'm like, oh, she should tell people. There's a huge community of people out there who love what you love. No matter what it is that you love on the internet, you can find other people who love it.
Oh, exactly. I remember the first time I signed on to AOL in, like, 1996.
Yeah.
And I found, like, an AIM chat that was for Xena.
Oh, nice.
And that was such a long time ago. Like, group chats.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The idea of, like, signing in and doing the A/S/L.
Oh, my God.
No one does that anymore.
No.
But that's where it started. And now it's, you know, now it's Instagram and Twitter. And, you know, you can have, you can sort of become internet famous. But at the same time, have a great community of people that you know all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. And I do a lot of guest spots and, like, Nerd Alert or just all different podcasts. And I will actually go to the YouTube channel and I will read your comments. So be nice. But I have actually gotten into conversations with people on there. I used to write for IGN. I am now Twitter friends for years with somebody who started by complaining about my opinions about the Big Bang Theory. So, but we talked online and now we're friends. So it's actually kind of cool. I love the interwebs.
Yeah. I mean, I love having a great, interesting conversation. Everyone has their own opinion and they're allowed to have their own opinion. But, like, being able to say that, like, you know, I didn't like that comic. But not just, I didn't like that comic, but here's my reasons why.
Yeah.
And then you get in this conversation, and then, like, 3 hours later, you're still talking about
it. Yep, yep.
And it's amazing, and I think that, I mean, the community idea of coming together and, you know, finding like-minded people and having discussions and maybe coming out at the end with a broader range of thought. And I think that that's, you know, think like communities like Legion LA is amazing. And like, I think that, you know, Marvel and what we do are hopefully is the same thing. So,
yeah, no, I absolutely love it. I had a bunch of trolls the other day. I said something about a Star Wars shirt that said Leia was most likely to be rescued. And 97 comments later, some people who had started out being upset said, oh, hey, you know, I really thought about what you said, and you're right. And it's been nice to actually read all these comments and change my opinion, which is kind of cool. I felt like I did my good deed for the day.
There you go. That's amazing. Baby steps.
Baby steps.
So you have a new TV show, right?
Well, it's a web series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called Most Craved, and it's I co-host the show with Silas Lesnick from ComingSoon.net and William Bibbiani from Crave Online, and it also appears on Superhero Hype. Okay. And so we have guests on. We just had Liam McIntyre from Spartacus. We're having Steven DeKnight from Daredevil on this coming week. Yeah, and it's really cool. So we talk about all the geeky movie news of the day. Not just geeky, but movie, TV, and video games, because I will always bring the video games in, even comics. So, and it's been really cool. So it goes up every Thursday.
And people can find that on Crave?
Yeah, Crave Online, ComingSoon.net, Superhero Hype, and Legion of Leia.
That's
and
amazing.
YouTube.
And YouTube.
Because all of put it in all the places.
All the places. That's so great. I'll definitely have to look for it, especially the Daredevil one.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. I cannot wait. Such a good show.
And you have two books coming out?
Yeah. So I contributed to these. I have a couple comic books out. I have two stories in Womanthology. I have a 100-page graphic novel coming out. Not sure exactly when yet, with Janet Lee, who won the Eisner for Dapper Men, and Rachel Panditch, who co-wrote it with me. And then the books are, I'm very excited about this. Star Wars Psychology is the first one. I co-wrote a chapter with Dr. Janina Scarlett, and she's amazing. And then I wrote the sidebars. And then as of this morning, I can announce I'm doing a chapter for Game of Thrones Psychology.
Whoa.
So nerdy.
That's so exciting. You know, it's so great that that nerd is, like, acceptable.
It's wonderful.
I mean, like, I've always been a nerd. I've always been, like, a geek. I loved, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Power Rangers and that type of stuff. And now, like, we're at a con, and, like, I met, like, the Red Ranger the other day.
I know, right? Yeah, that's been a little crazy. I've always been a fan of Star Trek as well, and I'm now signing at a table next to somebody from Garrett Wong from Deep Space Nine. I can't believe, like, it's a really surreal thing. It's really actually cool, and it's nice to, like, I moderate a lot of panels now. I did Once Upon a Time last night, and then to meet people who are also just as into this stuff, because not all actors are. But, you know, I talked to Robin Hood last night, Sean McGuire, and he's like, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I'm like, yes, you are.
So for those listening at home or, you know, they want to be part of a community, sort of what do you think is your, you know, what's the first steps to, like, becoming part of, you becoming, you know, speaking your mind and getting out there?
Well, you can, like I said, you can always find somebody who's into the same stuff as you are. There are a lot of sites out there. If you're into geek stuff, come over to Legion of Leia. Like I said, we have tons of guys on there too, many of whom have little daughters or sisters or wives or girlfriends or moms who are into geek stuff. But that's a really fun place, the Facebook page. But you can also start your own community. I mean, once you look for like a hashtag, like hashtag Marvel. On Twitter, you're going to find a lot of people talking about Marvel, and just start talking to them. The thing about the internet, you know, people talk about the internet abuse and all of that stuff. And believe me, I know all about that stuff. I went through Gamergate. But you can also find some really great people. And the anonymity that allows people to be kind of trolls on the internet also allows you to meet people without any fear of anything. So, like, I do voiceovers for the My Little Pony trailers. The pony voice is terrifying, just going to warn you. But there are a lot of bronies out there who they have a community because most of them met online and now they have cons and all of that. And sometimes they send me questionable pictures, but that's okay. So that's all right.
And I think the convention scene, I mean, is sort of exploding, is amazing.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to come up to, you know, you or me or any
yeah.
or anyone.
Yeah.
If there's someone in a costume that you love, go up and say hi and say, I enjoy your costume. Or, you know, I think that that is what's great about these cons is that we're all here because we love something.
Yeah.
And we probably love the same thing you love.
Well, I know you're wearing a Captain Marvel shirt, so I do know that we love the same thing. but yeah, like, you can walk over to a table and just talk to someone. I had people over there yesterday at my table. You know, I'm selling T-shirts and signing, but more mostly just geeking out over stuff. Or, like, a little girl dressed as Anna from Frozen just walked by. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're so cute. And she ended up getting called on by me during the Once Upon a Time panel yesterday because she came up to say hi.
See?
Yeah.
See,
also, she's adorable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. All the adorable children in their costumes this weekend.
If you're going to have a baby, dress it as Yoda.
Yeah.
That is my advice to the world.
Start them out young.
Yes. Very important.
Teach them young.
So Ewoks are also acceptable.
Oh, my God. If costuming existed when I was younger.
I know, right?
I would have had my mom make me an Ewok costume.
My mom made all my costumes. She's sitting here, by the way. Hi, Mom.
Oh, my God. Ewoks were my favorite thing about episodes.
They're adorable.
Oh, my God. They're amazing.
And I was young enough when it came out that, like, I didn't figure out the whole it was supposed to be Wookiees thing until I was older. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it totally should have been Wookiees. When I was a kid, Ewoks. Totally into the Ewoks.
Yeah.
No one judge me.
No, it's fine. They're all really adorable. So where can people find you besides all these other things? What's your Twitter and your all that stuff?
All the stuff. I am Jenna Bush on all of it, and it's B-U-S-C-H, like the beer, not the president. So I'm on Twitter at Jenna Bush, Instagram. Facebook is Jenna Bush 13. I'm all over the place. Legion of Leia is just at Legion of Leia everywhere. Legion of Leia on Facebook, Google Plus, all that. I'm also on Google Plus as Jenna Bush. And Most Craved is at Most Craved. And then you can find it on all of those sites. So I will be all over the place. And Star Wars Psychology comes out October 6th, and you can pre-order it on Amazon now.
Oh, you were ready. You were like, let's do
it. Oh, I'm going to plug. I am in a book. I am printed on actual paper. So I'm going to talk about this whenever I can. I'm still really excited.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Well, we want to thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having
me. This has been amazing. Make sure you guys check out the marvel.com/ACBC2015 hub page. We'll have the interview with you up on Marvel Live with Lorraine. We'll have some photos and all that stuff. So we will check you guys later. This is Marvel, your universe.